WKJC Country, 104.7 FM and WKJC.com. Your power stations for sports presents high school football playoff action.
Little pop pass picked off. Picked off by number three. What a play.
Tonight, it's the Division 5, Region 1, District 1 semifinal. The Ogemaw Heights Falcons at the Gladwin Flying G's.
Nobody to beat. 2010-5 touchdown.
Now let's join Kurt Romberger.
10 seconds.
The exciting action on your power stations for sports. KJC Country, 104.7 FM and WKJC.com.
Beautiful crowd. Beautiful scoreboard here at Brokaw Stadium.
Number 11, Trayton Seeger getting set to kick off.
Number 11, Trayton Seeger, a junior, ready to do the kicking here. And looks like back deep. Who they got back deep there for
Ogemaw?
That's
4, Burdan, 9, Xander Cardis.
Okay.
16. Yep. Rob Hawk.
Yep. They actually have four players kind of deep here.
Oh,
nothing much up the middle here for Ogemaw on this. And we're about ready to get this one going. Kicker has his hand in the air. Official blows the whistle. And week one MHSAA high school playoff football action is just about. We're underway. Long, deep kick all the way into the end zone, just out at the one-yard line. So that'll be the flag, and they'll move that all the way out.
Flag on the play.
Take the penalty and start with pretty good field position here for Ogemaw on their first set of downs.
Yeah, they'll get it to 35. He hooked it just a little bit. Otherwise, that's down about the one-yard line. If he keeps that over just a little bit of bounce in the end zone, they start at the 20, but it turns out to be about a 15-yard penalty the way it turned out.
Yeah, that's one of the best legs I've seen all season right there. That was a heck of a kick.
Yeah, not too high, so I wonder if Ogemaw can field one of those if they can set up a return.
35-yard line is Curtis will bring him out to the line of scrimmage. Powerhouse backfield, three strong right behind the quarterback as he's over center. Hands it off to number 11 down the right-hand side. Good pursuit as Alex Phillips. Number 16, Rob Hawk was the ball carrier on that.
Yeah, nice
Kokotovich making the tackle.
Yeah, real nice play by Kokotovich right there because the Ogemaw offensive line did get a nice push right there, and they did get the line of scrimmage moved downfield and looked like he had some running room. And then Kokotovich coming home from his linebacker spot, double legs him and gets him on the ground for about a three-yard gain over on the right hash.
Second and seven now. Xander in the huddle, long huddle. Curtis breaks the huddle. Comes to the line, wide out down this side deep is Rob Hawk, split outside. Two backs in the backfield. Curtis over center. Snap, handoff, second man through. He's got a big wing on the outside, and he's gone down the sideline. 40, 30, 20. No one's going to catch him. 10, 5. Touchdown, Ogemaw. No, they're going to spot it.
Oh, just down inside the one. Just an outside zone play right there for 21.
Carter Schmidt
goes untouched, kind of weaves his way down from the speedsters chasing him, and they get him on the ankles down inside, first and goal. And, yeah, from wire angle, it certainly looked like he was in, but just untouched, great blocking zone, outside zone, and good speed by Schmidt right there.
Huge hole, absolutely huge hole.
Something the Ogemaw coaches probably saw on film that they could attack.
Curtis gets the signals from the sideline. His head coach, Chad Miller, sends in the play. So they'll go first and goal from the one. Curtis with a three in the backfield, two in the backfield, I'm sorry. He's got two wide outs split to the left-hand side. Curtis takes a snap, keeps it himself, drives up the middle into the end zone on a quarterback keeper. And just like that, it's 6-0 on a Xander Curtis touchdown.
Yeah, three-play drive. You know, like I said, they got a good push on that first play. And I thought they were going to gain some yards on the first one. Kokotovich made a great tackle to hold him to 3 yards, but then the outside zone zone left, and Schmidt goes untouched for 27 for 70 yards. And, you know, we spotted out. I think it was inside the one. It's kind of hard to tell from where we're at, but, you know, the quarterback sneaky didn't really have any contact. So nice job by the Falcons offensive line once again, and they've got the tee on the field with their kicker, 28, Michael Stahl.
Timeout Falcons.
I think they had a little trouble getting some players on the field, so they had to take a timeout for an extra point.
And we'll take one with them on 104.7, your power station for sports. We'll be right back. After an inadvertent timeout, Michael Stahl back on the field to kick the extra point. And he splits the uprights, puts it straight through. And our score now after the extra point, 7-0 for the Ogemaw Heights Falcons to get this game underway. And, Scotty, I tell you what a quick start.
Yeah, the three-play drive, 75 yards. Nice job by the Ogemaw offense right there. You know, I did get a chance to watch Stahl in warm-ups, and he was kicking field goals from the 20, 25-yard line with no problem. So it's a shame they had to take a timeout on special teams this early in the game. But, you know, he could be a factor later on. He seems to have a pretty good leg, and if they need a field goal later on, like, they got the guy to do it.
So both these teams will take their positions. Falcons will bring Stahl out again to kick off. Going back deep to receive this for Gladwin is number 33, Earl Iselin. And they got a couple other players back there too. Jace Massey, Lucas Mead, both back there as well. But the deep man on this is Earl Iselin. And Michael Stahl put this up in the air from the 40-yard line. They break out of their huddle. They run up. We've seen this all season long. Looks like they're going to kick it. They don't. They spread it. And now Stahl put the boot to it. Just a little pooch halfway down the field. Ball lands. Couple hops. Picked up by Iselin. Iselin gets to the sideline and picks up some nice yardage after he got it. And he'll have the ball all the way out to about the 30-yard line.
Yeah, not a lot of room over there. They kind of pushed it over the second line. The third line had to run up and get it, so they had to pick it up off the ground, give the coverage team a chance to get down there. And then he's on the sideline. He's not looking to run out. These are Gladwin runners. They like contact, and he got his pads forward and picked up a couple yards after contact. And I think they're going to go no huddle most of the game, so they're set and they're ready to go.
We'll get our first look at Nick Wheeler, leader of the 9-0 Flying Gs. He's got Nick Kokotovich in the backfield with him in shotgun. Three wideouts all to the right-hand side. Pitch to Kokotovich. Good pressure from Ogemaw Heights. They get Kokotovich in the backfield and stick with it and get picked up and tackled for a loss of one.
Yeah, I was watching the offensive line, and they're all kind of blocking to the left, and they go quick pitch right, and he was out there stranded by himself. And, you know, maybe they thought they could get some over-pursuit by the edge guy, but, yeah, they made a nice play right there to keep at the line of scrimmage and end up with a two-yard loss and first down.
7-0 Ogemaw, 9:58 and counting here in the first quarter. Kurt Romberger, Scott Lewick, happy to be with you on a Friday night. Wheeler in shotgun, hands it off to the jet sweep, man, but they blow that one dead with Laundrie on the field.
Yeah, I think the center kind of flinched there before he originally snapped it, so just a little false start there, second and 17. Not the start the G's were looking for, but it's still early, and they've got a pretty potent offense.
Gladwin a little nervous coming out at the start of this one in front of the big crowd here. Week one of the playoffs. This place is packed. Referee will wind the clock. 9:47 now and moving. Wheeler faced with a second and 18 here. In shotgun. Two wideouts up and one down. Quick pop pass out to the right-hand side. Plenty of room, plenty of blocking. Down the left-hand side. He's got the first down and more. Nice play, nice pass. Wheeler hits his guy on the first pass completion of the game and takes it for a big first down.
Yeah, they got trips left, and Ogemaw's coverage is a little bit off and soft, and they throw it over to Esselin on the bubble, and he gets up the sideline. He got just past the first down mark, about 18 yards, and he dropped the ball, and the Gladwin kid came in behind and slid on it. So a little fumble at the end right there, but, you know, needed 17, and they got 18.
Iselin in the backfield this time with Wheeler. Three wideouts again to the right, one wideout left. Keeps it himself up the middle, and Wheeler gets nowhere on that. Maybe a gain of about one on a quarterback keeper.
Yeah, that's one of their base plays right there. They're gonna read that defensive end. They put the ball in the halfback's belly, then he reads the DN, and 16 right there kind of squatted and kind of played both and did a real nice job forcing Wheeler to keep it, and then he makes the tackle on that. 16, Rob Hawk, just a sophomore playing DN, made a real nice play.
Wheeler back in shotgun again. Man in motion, hands it to the man in motion on a jet sweep. Gets to the corner, good pursuit by Ogemaw. Met by four players right there. And a real, real solid tackle there on number four. That was Bryce Burdan with the ball carry.
That's Donald Corlo, sophomore, carrying the ball right there. Just a jet sweep with the lead back leading the way. And good pursuit by the Ogemaw defense right there. Holds him to about a 3-yard, 4-yard gain, bringing up third and seven from the right hash.
Big play here, third and seven. Ogemaw love to get the defense off the field here. Shotgun, snap, throw outside. S-line again. He's got enough for the first down and more. So twice now the G's have been backed up. Second and 18, and now third and six. And both times they pick up key first down, Scott.
Yeah, they're just throwing the ball right at the line of scrimmage, and Ogama's got to make an adjustment to that. They're off. Their defensive backs are off. They're outnumbered 3-2 over there. They're keeping seven guys in the box. They're playing the 52. And on third and long, they're still playing the run, and right there they're giving up the bubble. They've got to make an adjustment to that.
Couple receivers down this side. Caden McDonald, Iceland. Handoff up the middle. Kokotovich never got his downhill footing that time, and he'll lose two as he gets hit in the backfield on a good defensive play by the Falcons.
Yeah, you can tell Ogama's coming in. They're looking to stop the run, and they're committing a lot of guys to the run. And like I said, the receivers are open on the outside, and that's what Wheeler and the Flying G's are going to continue to have to do, is make the Ogama pay for not playing that tight coverage.
Shotgun, Wheeler keeps it himself up the middle, first down and more. Makes another man miss, and Wheeler will get him to move the sticks all by himself on that, on a quarterback draw.
Yep, it's success with the pass, and they this time went with the quarterback draw, picked up that first down, so getting some chunk plays. We got a score in from Standish. Looks like Standish scored early. They're up 7-0 on Clare.
There you go. You can follow that game on our sister station, 106.1. The point, 7:05 left in our first quarter. Ogama up top. Shotgun, Wheeler, he'll keep it again. Breaks into the secondary and almost all the way, and before being tackled and tricked up by number 18, Jace O'Grady makes his touchdown-saving tackle, actually, Scott, right there on that.
Yeah, great play by Wheeler. He was hit by a defensive lineman right at the line of scrimmage, and he ran through that tackle of a kid that's a little bit bigger than him and stronger than him. So nice job by Wheeler pumping his knees and keeping his legs moving out of that. And, you know, he picks up another first down, and they're down the 20-yard line right now on the right hash.
Red zone for the first time for the G's. Kokotovich and Iceland in the backfield. Iceland gets the ball around the left-hand side, cuts it back. Nothing to go there. Maybe he'll pick up two. Iceland, go ahead.
Yeah, just a little bit of a hole there. He, he wanted to stretch it, but then when he cut it up, looked like he got tripped, kind of. It wasn't hit real hard, but he got tripped up. And like you said, just a gain of two.
Shotgun, Wheeler hands it to Eshlin again. He tries to the left. And we got a penalty flag on the ground. Good pursuit, good tackle again, but I think there's going to be a holding call out on the outside on number four from Gladwin, and that's Lucas Meade might have had a hold there. We'll see what they call.
Yeah, pretty much the same play. They're trying to run that lead back with an outside run. Last time he cut it up, got tripped. This time he didn't cut it up, but we got a hold on the outside. Just like you said, looks like the wide receiver, Meade, a senior. So that's not something you want to see out of your seniors. But these penalties right now don't seem to have too much of an effect on the Flying G's. They've got a pretty potent offense. They picked up a second long and a third and long. So, you know, they'll still have second down, but it's going to be closer to about second and 17.
Yeah, so once again, they've been in this situation more than once. Like Scott just said, 5:59 left in our first quarter. Play comes in from the sideline.
Second down, 17.
Wheeler and shotgun. Kokotovich in the backfield with him. The whole team gets the signal from the sideline. Three wideouts down to our low side. Quick pop pass again. That's completed. Caught by number two. But this time, as opposed to the other times, after making the catch, which was Caden McDonald, he was gang tackled by half the Ogama defense.
Yeah, nice job by defensive end Rob Hawk following that pass. The difference is they're throwing the wide receiver screen. He's catching that coming back to traffic, where Esseline was catching his passes and heads toward the sidelines. So nice job. The defensive end was able to get out from his spot. The sophomore Hawk making a nice play, and then the Ogama troops were there to help.
Meade out wide left with Corlo. Wheeler and shotgun, Kokotovich in the backfield, and there's another flag. And this time the Falcons jumped, and that's going to give them a free 5 yards and bring up third down and about 12.
Yeah, one of the edge defenders over here was lined up offsides in the neutral zone, and line judge over here caught it right away before they got started. So brings up, yeah, like you said, third and 13.
Ogemaw has some size on the front line there. Big number 67.
Fernelius.
Yeah. Wheeler rolls to his left, looks downfield, throws, completed, caught, tackled right away. Not enough for the first down. It's going to bring up fourth down. Nice catch made, though, on that pass by Lucas Mead.
Yeah, it looks like Ogemaw just dropped into his zone, and Mead ran a little square in, and as Wheeler's rolling left, he sees him sitting down right there, and they hit him, but still can bring up fourth and seven, and Ogemaw doing a nice job with their tackle and doing a nice job pursuing to the ball.
Yeah. And the play call comes in from the sideline. They're going to go for it here on fourth down. Flying G's crowd getting behind him. Kokotovich in the backfield. Wheeler takes the snap, rolls right, looks into the corner of the end zone. That ball's picked off at the 10-yard line by the Falcons on a nice pick as he stepped right in front of it. That's Gabe Kudamash. And the Falcons will take over down around their own 15-yard line. Scotty, big play on defense.
Yeah, nice job by 62, Andrew Christner, coming from the backside, getting pressure on Wheeler. Had to throw it a little bit earlier than he thought. I don't know if he'd had enough yards for the first down, but like you said, Ogemaw stepped in front, picked it off. And ball's at the 12-yard line. They're going to take over, up 7-0, 4 minutes to go in the first quarter.
So some excitement in the air here, as the upset-minded Falcons with 4:16 left in the first quarter have a 7-0 lead. Cardis over center, hands the ball off to Kata Schmidt. Schmidt gets one, maybe two, gets met real quick in the backfield there by a whole bunch of flying Gs.
Yeah, it's one of the things about their defense is they are aggressive, and that might have been what got them on the first drive, but they do pursue to the ball really quick, and they do hit, so not much there as they just go zone right, and you know, everybody blocks right, and then the defensive line flows to it. So not much there on first down.
3:49 and counting here in our first quarter. Once again, Cortez over center. One man in the backfield hands it off to the first man through on a quick hitter. One man through the two hole, and he picks up maybe three there. Going to bring up third and about five.
Yeah, a little fullback trap, just trying to get right straight up the field before they get too much pursuit. And Ogemaw is able to close it down. I think it was eight. I think that's Wheeler in there coming from the safety spot, coming up and help him make that stop. Looks like Gladwin, the G's, they've got 77. Dominic Coates right there, 6'2", 280 at nose guard. So there's a lot of kid to move right there when you're going to run the ball up the middle.
I agree with you. He's a big boy. Curtis Zander over center, not in shotgun, two wideouts, rolls to his right, looks downfield, pops a pass, and caught, just past the flags, and that's enough to move the sticks, and he bobbled it a little bit, but got control before he went down.
Yeah, coverage is right there, Donald Corlew, the third, a sophomore, the coverage is right there, and they both got hands on it, the ball kind of popped up, and receiver spun and caught it just past the down marker. Big first down right there. They would have had to punt from their own goal line just about.
Yeah. Clock moving, 2:39. Clock's the Falcons' friend right now at this point of the game.
24-yard line.
That was a big first down. Zander will bring him out of the huddle and head right over center. Two wideouts right, one down low left. Man in motion is in the backfield. Quick hitter up the middle, and that was stuffed that time by the G's on a nice defensive play. As Kokotovich was the ball carrier on that. Oh, I'm sorry, Kokotovich was the tackler on that. Yeah.
Yep, Ogemaw went with the spread formation, and then they put it back in motion to even spread out the defense a little bit more than they run that quick hitter fullback trap up the middle. And if Kokotovich doesn't get him, he's off to the races. So nice job, nice tackle right there by Kokotovich for the flying G's.
And Bryce Burdan does have some speed, as we know. Second down and eight, they pick up two on it. Xander Cortez sends everybody out where they need to be. One man in the backfield this time. Gives it on a little sweep to 21. 21 gets stuffed up the middle. Nowhere and no room to go that time for Carter Schmidt. And a good stand here by the G's.
Yeah, once again, Kokotovich coming from his linebacker position and getting his helmet right on him. And he flows the ball really well. And I watched him film, and this kid, he really likes contact, whether he's carrying the ball or whether he's tackling. So a nice job. He's one of their team captains. So nice job by Kokotovich right there.
1 minute coming up on the 1 minute mark here. Third down and seven. for the Falcons. A little bit more room to breathe now out from under their own goalposts. Out near the 30. Cortez drops straight back. Pressure. Gets a toss and it's caught. And that's down the sideline to his running back, Carter Schmidt. And once again, third down play. Big completion for the Falcons.
And Wheeler is right there on coverage, and he jumps and he swipes at it, and he's shaking his head. He doesn't know how he missed the ball. And great concentration by Schmidt right there to catch that and turn upfield. They're out to the 44-yard line. They've probably got one more play if they run it. We'll end the quarter. They can end the quarter with a 7-0 lead. So nice first quarter right now for Ogemaw.
44 seconds left here. First and 10. Just inside on their own 44. Pitch on the back end, that'll go for about 5 yards. And
run down by number 12, Kokotovich.
Hocked the ball carrier on that. And once again, Kokotovich got himself about 4 tackles already today.
Yeah, I have a feeling that you're going to meet Kokotovich at the ball because he's going to be there on this defense. So Ogemaw is going to let the clock run out.
Yep. So at the end of one here in Gladwin, it's 7 for the visiting Ogemaw Heights Falcons. 0 for the Flying G's of Gladwin. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after this on 104.7, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Scott Luke, back with you for the first play of the second quarter. A little bit of motion. Cortez hands it off, and I tell you what, he's met by the whole front line of the Flying G's there, led by number 85, and that is Isaac Hale was the first one to put a helmet on the running back on that one.
Yeah, nice play on first down, but second down. They're just not getting anything up the middle right now. But, you know, Gladwin just had the one possession in the first quarter, even though Ogemaw scored right away in a minute and a half. Gladwin took 5-6 minutes off the clock, and then Ogemaw took 5-6 minutes off the clock, so Ogemaw shortened the game.
Third down and 5, another big play here for the Falcons. Curtis drops straight back. Pressure.
Face man.
Got his a hand in his face there. Couldn't really see where he was throwing it and threw it incomplete.
Yeah, you know, the rush was on. They faked that little dive up the middle, and they were trying to get a little pop pass over the middle, but then they also had the swing route on the sideline. Looked like as one of the defensive linemen went by, they kind of swiped his face mask. I thought they might call that, but, you know, they're saying that he didn't grab a hold of it. And, you know, the pass was incomplete. Luckily, it wasn't picked off. He kind of threw it into no man's land right there, but looks like the punt team came on the field. And punt returns on the field for Gladwin.
Caden McDonald back for the Flying G's to return this punt. Number 21, Carter Schmidt's going to be the one to punt it away. Good snap. Good kick by Schmidt. McDonald tucks it in. Heads up the sideline. Gets about 10, 12 yards before the Ogemaw pressure forces him out of bounds, and the Flying G's will get another crack at it from their own 30, Scott.
Yeah, it's about where they started last time and drove down inside the red zone, had that one bad penalty, and couldn't make up the yardage on fourth down and end up throwing the interception. But once again, Ogemaw has eaten some clock. This will be the second possession for the Flying G's, and you know, that potent offense, they could score anytime. So Ogemaw's got to stay sharp here.
Nick Wheeler will bring him out of the huddle. In shotgun, spread offense. One man in the backfield with him. That's Kokotovich. Hands it off to Kokotovich, who goes right up the middle. I'm sorry, that was Wheeler that kept that one. Went right up the middle on a quarterback draw. S-line in the backfield. Gain of 3, bring up 2nd down and 7 for the G's.
Score from Augrey. Augrey's up 16-0 in the first quarter, and looks like they're getting ready to score again. Like I said, the winner of this place, Kingsley Kingsford, winner, and Kingsford's up 14-8 right now near the end of the first quarter, and Standish Clare finished the first quarter with Standish up 7-0.
Good football all over the place tonight, including this one here. 10:32 left in the second quarter. Handoff up the middle, and this time he's got a big hole. Kokotovich down the right-hand side, 40, 30, cuts it back to the 20, and finally dragged down and taken out of bounds by the Ogemaw's Bryce Burdan, and that's the first time we've seen the big explosive play from the G's this time.
Yeah, as much as you can run a counter play out of the backfield, they fake the jet motion and give the ball to the counter on Kokotovich, and they caught the they caught the Ogemaw Falcons off guard, and he's got some good speed. He got down the sideline. Looks like they're about the
ball resting on the 21-yard line.
So a nice play right there for the G's.
Good job by Gladwin on that play. Down 7-0, 10-19 left in the first quarter. Wheeler sends a guy in motion, runs it up the middle on a keeper, and then he cuts it back to the right-hand side, makes a move to the outside, and finally gets forced out of bounds on the far side by Ogemaw, but he'll pick up five on first down.
Yeah, that was a designed quarterback keeper right there. They pulled the backside guard, the backside tackle, so quarterback counter. You're looking to kick out the first defensive lineman, but Ogemaw was able to squeeze that, and Wheeler wasn't able to get up the hole, and he had to bounce it outside. And it gets 5 yards instead of none, or none instead of one. So nice play by Wheeler to get positive yardage on first down. And a nice job over there. I think it was number seven for Kudamash for Ogemaw to get him out of bounds.
Kokotovich in the backfield with Wheeler and shotgun. Two wideouts. One comes in motion. Fakes it to Iceland, hands it to Kokotovich. And excellent, excellent defense that time by number 21, Carter Schmidt.
Same play they just went 70 or 60 yards on. Just a little counter right there for Kokotovich. They fake it to S-line. And this time, Ogemaw's right there and sitting in the hole and made the play.
Gladwin will go hurry up here with 9:52 and moving. Third and five. Shotgun snap. Throws it into the corner. Caught and into the end zone for a touchdown on a nice pitch and catch from Nick Wheeler to number two, Caden McDonald. And that's our first score for the G's today.
Yeah, they just run a little hitch just past the first down marker. And Kudamash gambled on it, tried to knock it down. He didn't get it. And once they caught it, they just turned and ran it into the end zone. So a nice play for the G's right there. Cade McDonald on the touchdown. And kickers on the field. Anna Seebeck in to convert the extra point.
Love to see it. The young lady comes out. Very confident. Snap. The set. And Anna kicks it through the post, and that'll tie it up now, 7-7, as the PAT is good. And we'll be right back with you after this on 104.7, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger back with you here at Brokoff Stadium. The G's tied up, we're 7-7. Partway through the second quarter, and the G's kick the kickoff right down to the goal line. It's received there, a little double reverse handoff, and it's the same kind of little bit of hooky poo that Ogemaw does on those kick returns. They have four or five guys around the ball, and you don't know who's coming out with it.
Yeah, a little starburst, we used to call that. Guy returns it, hands it to one guy, hands it to another, and you got to follow your instincts to see where the blocking's at. That's going to tell you where the ball is going to be. So a nice job by Glam. They didn't give up the big return. I think the ball's about the 20-yard line. So great kick, great coverage.
Bryce Burden's the one that came out of that pile with the ball. So now Ogemaw start on their own 20. First and 10. Xander Curtis over center, man in motion, skipping around in the backfield. Handoff goes to the first man up the middle, and the Flying G's were wise to that and snuffed him for a gain of about one.
Yeah, Ogemaw's going to have to hit him with something a little bit wide or something deep. They've got 10 guys within 5 yards of the line, and Wheeler, even at safety, you know, he's creeping up to 6-7 yards sometimes too. So, you know, like I said, when the long run that Schmidt had, you know, he went untouched, and, you know, everybody's up that close. Once you get past that first line, that second line is so close, you have some running room. But they've got to figure out something to get past that initial surge from the Gladwin defensive front.
And yet another tackle for Logan Kokotovich, and that brings him up to 6 already in the first half. Ogemaw over center. Curtis snaps it, rolls to his right, looks downfield. Pass knocked down by the G's, number 12, right out in front there. And that's a good play, getting his hands up. And that's Kokotovich again, mixing it up on defense every play.
Yeah, he's got a nose for the football, that's for sure. So he flowed with the quarterback, and as the quarterback, you know, gets up to throw it, he knows he's not going to get there for the sack, so he jumps in the air and tries to make a play, and he did. So that's going to bring up third and long, third and 7.5, third and 8.
Over center. Curtis, single man in the backfield, motion up front. That's going to be on Ogemaw, too. That's going to be dead ball, illegal procedure, and that's not going to help, as now it's going to be third down and 12.
Yeah, they got a sophomore over there, right tackle, Joe Bach, and he you know, he just flinched a little early, lost track of the snap count, going to bring up third and long on them. So, you know, they had a bit of a spread formation right there. See if they had a combination route coming over on the far side. But they're going to change it up now. They got to get something good. They don't want to make an error here, though.
They do not. Even if they have to punt from under their goalpost, they don't want to give the ball away here on third and 12. I look for something safe here, maybe a run from Carter Schmidt. Nobody in the backfield. He rolls in trouble, got the ball off, caught, but well short of the stakes, as a nice pitch and catch there, received by Rob Hope, but still short of the first down. It's going to bring up fourth down.
Yeah, there's your 5-yard penalty right there. It's going to bring up fourth and five. So, you know, they just didn't have a route that they could get deep enough. There was some pressure right there on Cardis there, so he had to get rid of it and couldn't look any further downfield for that first down marker. But punt returns on the field for Gladman.
Yeah, Carter Schmidt ready to kick it. Caden McDonald back for it. High snap.
Number 21,
Schmidt. Carter Schmidt got it down. Ball graciously goes out of bounds right around the 43-yard line, 44-yard line. And that's where the Gladwin Flying G's will take over. And we'll see what they can do here with their second possession in the second quarter.
First down.
Yeah, they move pretty quick. We got an update from the Upper Peninsula. Kingsley and Kingsford tied at 14 in the second quarter. And we said Augury was up 16-0 at the end of the first quarter.
There you go. Sounds like pretty good ball game. That game in Kingsley or Kingsford?
Kingsford.
It's in Kingsford,
UP,
okay.
Yeah.
So Wheeler brings him to the line in shotgun. Man comes in motion.
Pass set.
That's Mead.
That's double pass.
Double pass.
Oh, man.
And then Mead's in trouble. A lot of pressure, and he gets taken out of bounds at about the 40, which that'll be a loss of about two. But a little trickery there.
Well, I don't know what he's looking at, because you know, they threw the ball backwards, so it looked to me like right away that it was a double pass. He looked across the field to a receiver. He had a receiver wide open 30 yards down the field in front of him. Coach just reminded him right there. He said, hey, your receiver right in front of you was wide open. So that could have been an easy six right there. A nice call by the coaches. Just a little bit a little bit antsy there by number 4, Lucas Mead, not wanting to get rid of it and took off instead. So Ogemaw kind of dodged a bullet right there, because they played that first pass pretty hard.
7:28 and the clock moving. Don't forget, at halftime this week in the MHSAA, you'll want to stick around for that. Man in motion, and Wheeler's going to keep it. Heads right up the middle, gets through the first wave of Falcons with some tough running. Going to bring himself up to third down and about six.
He's got real good feet. He's avoiding contact in the hole. He's making cuts, you know, at the second level, and he's not really getting hit hard. And he's real shifty, real nice ball carrier right there. And, you know, you worry about your quarterback going up the middle and taking hits, but his feet are good enough. He's not losing his balance when he makes those little cuts. So you can see why he's an explosive player for the G's.
Third and six here, just short of midfield. Huge play for the Falcon defense here. Wheeler slips as he goes for a quarterback draw, and he's going to be tackled, not have quite enough. So if the G's are going to want to continue this drive, they're going to have to go for a fourth and two here, Scott.
Yeah, this would be an interesting call. I don't see anything wrong with punting it right here and pinning Ogemaw deep. They played really good defense the last few possessions, but they lined up right away, and they're already in their formation. They're not punting.
Absolutely. Wheeler and shotgun, unless he's going to hard count them. And he does, but he gets the flag as Ogemaw bit on that. Once in a while, us play-by-play guys get one right, and that's exactly what happened there.
Yeah, you know, they went fast, so the defense is, you know, thinking fast. They got to get going. You know, probably didn't even get much of a call in on the defense. And, you know, when you line up that close to the ball, just a little flinch will get you. So nice job by the G's right there to try that. You know, if it doesn't work, you can take the penalty and punt it, or you can take a timeout and figure out a play. So that worked for them. First down.
Wheeler with a snap, keeps it himself after a fake to Kokotovich, gets to the outside edge, keeps his feet moving, and finally dragged down out of bounds by Carter Schmidt. And once again, the G's are on a roll now, and you can see the skill and athleticism of Nick Wheeler.
Yeah, this is that's one of their base plays right there. They're going to read the defensive end, but everybody's going to block for the quarterback. But the quarterback's going to read the DN, and if the DN comes to the quarterback, he's going to give it up. And if the DN doesn't, then they got all the blocking for the quarterback. And, you know, he made a nice move right there at the linebackers to go sideways, and then it gave another another 10 yards when he did that. So, like I said, I'm impressed with his balance when he's able to make the shifty cuts like that.
First and 10 now at the 32 is Gladwin trying to get in for a second time. Two men in the backfield. Hands the ball off this time. Eisland gets up end of the line of number scrimmage and picks up maybe three.
Brought down by number 21.
Yeah, they're still in shotgun with two backs, but they went with two tight ends at right that time. So that brings all the Ogemaw defenders into the box. And I don't think that's their forte. I was glad when I'd keep them spread out and keep the Ogemaw kids spread out. And you know, you can still run those plays with wide receivers and not tight ends, but they're staying with the two tight ends and full house backfield out of the shotgun.
Iceland and Kokotovich in the backfield with Wheeler. Wheeler keeps it himself, heads up the middle, gets into the secondary again. I don't think he got quite enough for the first down, but again, Nick Wheeler can move those feet in all kinds of different directions and make you miss.
Yep, he made a nice cut. Like I said, in the hole, he's making a nice cut, not getting touched. So, yeah, he did just probably by about a foot there. He said he made the first down. So, right now the plays are for Wheeler, and he's looking good.
So that'll get him down to the 21-yard line, 4:43, the clock moving here in our second quarter. Wheeler hands it to Kokotovich this time off tackle, gets a little bit to the outside and picks up a nice 5-yard hard run on that.
Yeah, just the opposite of Wheeler. He's not cutting in the hole. You know, like you said, his linebacker spot, he's looking for a collision, and when he's carrying the ball, he's looking for a collision. So he's got two hands over the ball. He's got his pads forward. He's trying to get up to full speed, and he's not making any cuts.
And six tackles on defense to go on top of that.
Yep. Yeah, you can tell he's a player.
Wheeler with Eisland and Kokotovich in the backfield. This time he tries Eisland, hands it to him. He runs right straight through on the line. I think he's just short. He's going to be third down one and a half here, Scott, from about the 15.
Yeah, you get 5 yards on first down, and you're already in four down territory, so it kind of opens up the playbook a little bit. And, you know, right now they're feeling like they don't need the wide receivers, they don't need to throw the ball, and that they can chunk it down the field 5 yards at a time. And, you know, they're almost at the inside the red zone now, 13-yard line, third and two.
Be a great time for a little play action, but they're not lined up in that kind of situation. Gives it to Iceland again, and met in the backfield that time by the Falcons defense, and that's a big stop for Ogemaw there on third down and short.
Yeah, he might have missed his read right there because that guy was unblocked. I think that read right there, Wheeler has to pull it out of the belly right there, and he didn't. And, you know, not only do they not make any yards, they lose a couple. It's fourth and four. See if they try the hard count again.
Yeah, fourth down. See if they try the hard count or if they're going to bring the kicker on.
Yep, they didn't get him to jump, so they're calling the play.
Straight back, Wheeler fires it in the corner, caught. On the three, into the end zone, touchdown, Flying G's.
No, he's inside the five. Kind of hard to tell from our angle. He did get pushed out of bounds. We got some fans in our
Once again, I was premature, but I thought he got it in the end zone there in the corner.
Yeah, we kind of loser over there, but too much of a cushion by Ogemaw right there. And, you know, on fourth and four, you know, they're giving up the hitch, and they've got to be a little bit more aggressive, especially on fourth down. You got to make them make a play over the top.
So I take back my touchdown call. Ball's on the 2-yard line, 2:55 left here in the second quarter. Timing's everything. This would be a great time for the G's to get in. And then Ogemaw would still have a little bit of time on the clock coming into halftime. Wheeler in the backfield. Kokotovich and Iceland with them. Hands it off to Kokotovich, who works hard, headed up the middle. No signal yet. Looks like they're going to mark him down just short of the goal line.
Yeah, really no harm there. You got four plays to get in from the two, and you're running the clock so that Ogemaw won't get it. But they're still going to hurry up. They don't want Ogemaw to sub.
Wheeler in the backfield. This time Kokotovich the only one with him. This time Wheeler keeps it, goes off tackle, and he gets into the end zone. And good for Nick Wheeler. The Flying G's are going to put another set of points on the board here. With 2 minutes and 30 seconds left till halftime. The second touchdown of the game.
Yeah, no mystery there. I think they want to keep the ball in Wheeler's hands right there. As good as he is running the ball up the middle. You know, they kind of faked the same play that they just ran with Kokotovich, and he was able to dive through. And kicker's on the field and looking to get up by seven.
Yeah, Anna Seebeck out to convert this with 2:30 left. 13-7 right now. Kick is up, and that is... Looked like somebody got a hand on it, or it was just spun lightly, but 13-7 our score. We'll take a quick break and be right back with you on 104.7, your power station for sports. Back with you. Thanks for joining us at Brokaw Field here in Gladwin. Flying G's up top, 13-7, as they get ready to kick it deep to Ogemaw. They pound the ball down into the left corner of the end zone, and that'll go in for a touchback. And I tell you what, that's the strongest, one of the stronger legs I've seen this season from any kicker.
Yeah, it's number 11, junior, Trayton Siegert. And I don't know how many reps he has at kicking field goals and kicking extra points, but he does seem to have a strong leg. But the kickoff is a little bit different than the extra point kick and the field goal kick. So, you know, maybe once he gets that down, you'll see some field goals and extra points out of him next year as a senior.
Well, let's see what we can do here with 2:30 left till halftime. Ogemaw ball. We'll see if Xander Curtis can get some kind of drive going. They'll start all the way back at their 20-yard line on the touchback. Curtis over center. Backfield in motion. Carter on a reverse. And that's going to go absolutely nowhere as Hawk got tackled real quick in the backfield by number 54, Lincoln McKinnon.
No gain on the play.
Yeah, you know, time and field position, you want to see what you can get on first down. You know, just be safe on first down. If you get a big play, then you can get into your two-minute offense. But, you know, you get, if not, you got to figure out something else. But they didn't get anything. They lost a one-on-one battle over there, and they had that blocked on a little wing counter. But, you know, they were able to get off that block and make the tackle. So you might see Gladwin take a timeout if they can stop him on second down.
Ogemaw spreads the offense this time, still over center, handoff right up the gut. Gets into the secondary, Carter Schmidt. Now to the right, now out to the 40, 45, 50 before being driven down. That was not Carter Schmidt either. That was Bryce Burdan, the speedster. And that's a big play. Now they can get into their two-minute drill with a minute 43 left after a big 30-yard gain.
Yeah, they had the one timeout that they took early after their first touchdown, and so they've got two timeouts. Clock's going to start after the first down once a change of move, but they're out to midfield, so now they've got more options as far as their two-minute drill.
They spread it and then went with the quick hitter on that, kind of got the G's off guard. Curtis with two guys in the eye behind him. Runs with it, option, second option, gives it to Schmidt. This time he's got the corner, and he's going to move the flags, it looked like, again. I don't know exactly where he went out of bounds, but another good play.
Yeah, he must have stepped out right before he reached it past the first down marker. That's on the opposite side of the field from us, but looks like they spotted about a yard deep. Ogemaw with an unbalanced line right there, two tackles to the left, and Gladwin was late to shift to it, and then they just ran dive option, and the quarterback, once he got to the edge, just pitched it, and they got nine yards on first down, but more importantly, they got out of bounds, minute 19 to go in the half. They're past midfield down to the 44-yard line.
So far, so good. Good clock management.
Well, now they got to call timeouts because they can't get a play call.
Yeah, and we'll take one with them right here on 104.7, your power station for sports. We'll be right back. Second down and two for the Falcons. A little pop pass down the sideline. Laid out, but incomplete.
Yeah, they went to two tight ends, kind of a full house backfield, and just one split end off to the left, and tried to get a fade down the sideline, overthrew him by just a little bit. I think he might have caught it, but when he dove down the 20-yard line, he's out of bounds. So, you know, coming out of that first down play, getting 9 yards, second short, they tried to go for the home run right there. So now they got to get the first down and get another play called.
1:13 left, 13-7, Ogemaw trailing. You'll hear the Gladwin crowd come to life here as it's third and two. Xander Curtis has an I formation behind him in the backfield. Hands it off to the second man through. That's Schmidt, enough for the first down. And he gets inside the 40, down to about the 38. And the clock will stop just to move the chains, and then they'll wind it again. As soon as they get him set, there we go. Clock moving now, 108.
Ogemaw doesn't have a... couple. No huddle offense, so they're huddling even on this two-minute drive here. Quarterback's just coming in with the play.
Yep.
And so I don't know if they're going to have enough time unless they make a big play.
Xander Curtis, single man in the backfield, three wideouts. Snap, rolls to his left. Pressure, gets it off, and incomplete as his intended receiver was covered really, really well on that far side.
Yeah, a lot of pressure from the backside, too. They're rolling left, and they're not really... tailgating on the right side, and they're getting some awful pressure coming on his blind side, and as he squares around, he's in a hurry to get rid of it, and you know, wasn't able to make the perfect throw right there. So it's going to bring up second down. The clock is stopped, 44 seconds. Still got time, but they've got to find a way to get a chunk.
Yeah, definitely need to get some yardage here. Ball at the 38-yard line. In Gladwin territory, second and 10. Curtis drops back, catches the block this time, throws it downfield. Open, and oh, he was open, and he came back for it and couldn't hang on. Really, really, really nice pass. But
yeah, nice job by both teams. Donald Corlew, the sophomore corner over there, made a real nice job right at the end, turning his head and getting his hand on the ball. You know, like we said, we saw Ogemaw kicking field goals in pregame. If they can get it down to the 25, you know, maybe another 10, 12 yards, they might be in field goal range and get one before the half.
But third and 10 here, they're going to have to pick up some yards here. They're going to have to pick up at least one more first down before they think about a field goal. I formation behind Cordes. Hand it off to the second man. Big hole into the secondary. Down to the 30-yard line. Just short of the first down by about 4 yards. But at this point, if they hustle here.
It's timeout.
Yep. And Ogemaw is going to take their final timeout with 27 seconds left. And we'll take a quick one, too. We'll be right back on 104.7, your power station for sports. Kurt Rombert, Scott Lewis back with you here in Gladwin. I'd like to thank our sponsors tonight. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish and Fowler's Barbershop of West Branch, Michigan. Fourth down and 3 now for the Falcons. Curtis over center, single setback behind him. Drops back to throw. 1-2, and then catches the pass, and it looked like enough for the first down. Hard to tell.
It's right.
Yep, first down. They're saying first down. Great pitch and catch. Carter Schmidt on the back end of it.
Well, you got to get a play call, Coach. You got clock to stop. You need to get a play call before that clock starts running. And they're not. They're all over at the sideline.
27-yard line.
Well, he did get out of bounds.
Got out of bounds, so it won't start. Yeah, it won't start here. So, yep. And so they're almost in field goal range. They don't have a timeout for it, but they can hustle on the field and maybe get a field goal before the half if they need it.
Curtis again, single setback in the backfield. Rolls to his left, gets the block, and then gets hit when he's throwing. Ball caught by an ineligible lineman down onto the ground. And looks like from here that Ogemaw got the ball back. And they did. Quarterback.
I don't know why. So now they've thrown the flag because it was a lineman that caught it. I don't think it was tipped. So
right, that's what I said. An ineligible receiver caught the ball, but
yep, they finally threw the flag on after they got it sorted out, and then he ended up fumbling it. But they jumped on it. So
right,
Ogemaw's got a problem. The quarterback rolling left, they're not securing up that backside, and he's getting a ton of pressure. And this time they got to him, and you know, they hit him as he was throwing. So if the ball wasn't tipped, that's an illegal catch, which is going to knock him out of field goal range. Because like I said, they were. You know, they're down at the 27-yard line, and after watching in the pregame, he can make it from there. So this is going to move him back to about the 33 with 13 seconds to go. So still second down. They've got time to get a play, get up, spike it, kick it on fourth down if they can. So.
Yeah, you know, I like the play to the end zone here. I like if he can drop back and get the ball in the air.
Yep.
You could get a penalty. That gets you another play. A lot of things can happen down at the goal line.
Yep, and the clock's running, so they need to get out of the huddle.
Yeah, and they're not going to.
They're going to get one. They're going to get one play.
6 seconds. They better go for it here. Snap. Spike. With 3 seconds left. Good thinking there if they weren't quite ready. Yeah, they still need to. They need to continue to move.
They got to have a play called when the guy's calling the penalty.
Yeah.
You know, they're not even in the huddle when they start the clock. So just real poor management by Ogemaw right now. And, you know, this whole drive, they've had some problems with the clock. They've had to, you know, call timeout after they got out of bounds one time. And just not going well, but they've got a chance to throw the ball in the end zone for a Hail Mary. So, you know, big thing is you want to make sure you get a block and you don't get a turnover in the backfield. So,
also had to call a timeout tonight on an extra point.
Yeah. Just
conference going on with the officials before they set the ball down. 3.2 seconds left. Head official coming over to the sideline. Wants to talk to the other line judge and the head coach. Flying G's head coach is out there having a discussion.
Trips right with Kudamash all by himself over to the left. And wouldn't be surprised if they're just trying to get a one-on-one with Kudamash on the far side. Gladden was going to take a timeout just to make sure they get it right here at the end of the half.
Flying G's take a quick one. We'll take one with them. And we'll be right back after this on 104.7, your power station for sports.
Gladden have an incomplete pass yet?
Kurt Robinger, Scott Luke back with you and Gladwin. 13-7. Gladwin on top with 3 seconds left in our first half. We'd also like to thank some more of our sponsors, Sullivan Exteriors of West Branch, Morris Clark Furniture of West Branch, and West Branch Collision. So here we go. 4th and 15. Players it down the side. Ball's caught. And out of bounds, and enough for the first down, but I think the clock expired, and it did, and that's the way we'll end our first half with a score of the Gladwin Flying G's up on top 13-7 over the Ogemaw Heights Falcons. Stick around, listen to This Week in MHSAA, and we'll see you on the back end of halftime. Second half kickoff. Scotty and I'd like to thank a few more of our sponsors. Tonight's game brought to you by Compassionate Care Home Health Services of West Branch, Arby's of West Branch, Linwood and Standish, Dean Arbor Ford of West Branch, Michigan, the DeBold Agency of West Branch, Michigan, Culligan Water of West Branch, Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeastern Michigan, the Walker Insurance Agency of West Branch and Augre, H&R Block of West Branch, and the Mercantile Bank of West Branch, Michigan. We thank our sponsors. Without you, we could not be out on the road doing these games for you. West Branch with their hand up, waiting for the official signal. One man deep back for Gladwin. West Branch does their, we want you to think we're going to kick an onside kick. And they come out with just a little pooch. Grabbed by number 15 right in front of us, just shy of midfield. And good pressure, good tackling. But due to that short kick and lack of confidence in their kick coverage, the Flying G's will start 1st and 10 on their own 40.
Yeah, they didn't quite kick it high enough to get a fair catch out of it, so the kid was able to return it. But if you're going to kick it over there into no man's land, you think maybe you kick it on the ground and make him run over and pick it up, take a little bit more time. But
or maybe catch a shin, catch a knees, you know, knock it off somebody, you know.
Yeah, but the offense back on the field, and they're starting at the 40-yard line.
Nick Wheeler in shotgun, 3 wideouts again, 1 man in the backfield, man in motion, gives it off to his back to Kokovich, and he's gone down the wing, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, count that, first play from scrimmage in the second half, and the Flying G's add to their lead here early in the third quarter.
Yeah, they're going to line up and go for 2 here, but that was a design cutback. Everybody was blocking to the right. That was zone right with a lead back. And once he got to the line of scrimmage, he cut back. So they saw something in that first half that they talked about at halftime. I can see the coaches looking up at the coaches in the booth. They talked about this at halftime, and they said there's a cutback alley. And Kokotovich hit that hole, and as soon as he got there, he cut to the left, and he just outran everybody. Nobody touched him. So they missed that extra point on the last one, so they're going to line up and go for 2 here.
Logan Kokotovich with a 60-yard run to get things started here in the second half as they will line up to go for 2. Man in motion, Wheeler keeps it himself up the middle. He's got plenty of room and into the end zone. And that'll make it 21-7, favor the Flying G's. We'll take a break and be back with our kickoff right after this on 104.7, your power station for sports. Scott Luke back with you. Brokoff Stadium, a quick start for the Flying G's in the second half as they score 13 seconds in. And now are ready to kick the ball deep to Ogemaw. High end-over-end kick down to the goal line and into the end zone. And West Branch will let that ball go into the end zone and take the ball at the 20-yard line to start, Scott.
Yeah, it scoots just a couple feet into the end zone. I'm kind of surprised they didn't want to catch that, even though it's the 1-yard line. That's a nice kick to catch and set up a return. And you think maybe you'd want to get your athletes going right there and try to make a play. Ogemaw can't panic, down 2 touchdowns. And, you think that Gladwin's probably going to score again at some point. But don't panic. Still got to be able to run the ball, run the clock like they did in that first quarter and, kind of control the game.
I'd like to see a little bit more of Carter Schmidt in the second half. They got him lined up in the back end of the eye right now. Cordes over center. Hands off to the second man, who's got a big hole into the secondary. Cuts it back up the middle. And a really good run on first down by number four. That's Bryce Burden. And we got a man down injured on the field. And a first down enough to move the chains. They're going to bring the coaches out for this injury. Can you get a number?
Looks like an offensive lineman over there. No, maybe that's
88.
He lined up at fullback that play, so he was ended up being a lead block. They did the fart. They faked it to Schmidt, and they went with a wing counter to Burdan, and he was up for 20 yards or 15 yards. So nice play, but tight end number 88, T.J. Bailey,
yep,
that lined up in the backfield that time. Looks like he has a lower leg injury. He's sitting up talking to the coaches.
Yep, referee right there. Like to thank a few more of our sponsors. Tonight's game brought to you by none other than D&M Supply of Ulmer, Michigan, the Fall Inn of Rose City, one of my favorite names for any bar restaurant, Benjamin Realty of Rose City, Leaner's Collision of West Branch, the Ogemaw Veterinary and Clinic of Rose City, West Branch and Rose City Automotive, West Branch Veterinarian Services, Ace Electric Plumbing and Heating of West Branch, Michigan, and Pointer Hill Saddlery of West Branch, Michigan. TJ Riley's still down on the field here. Our score 21-7. And a couple players, a couple of his linemen are going to help him up. He's going to take the slow walk over with some assistance and a pretty good limp to get to the sideline.
Yeah, it looks like his right leg hurting a little bit. That's probably an ankle. You know, he's not dragging it like it's a knee, so he's able to walk. But it looks might be tender enough that he might not be able to get back in the game without maybe some tape and some ice, and we'll see.
So the chains did get moved on first down. So Curtis will start with a fresh set, first and 10, single setback in the backfield behind him.
Trent.
Right up the middle, and that's going to go nowhere. As that time, it was Carter Schmidt, and he was met right away by number 32 from Gladwin, and that's Brandon Ritchie. And I said I wanted more Carter Schmidt. I might want to get him outside, though, a little bit instead of right up the gut like that.
Yeah, they tried to run it up the middle, and like you said, the linebacker there playing outside linebacker was able to squeeze it down fast enough that he got Schmidt at the line of scrimmage, and they are trying to run it up the middle, but the outside guy was able to squeeze it.
So no gain on first. It'll bring up second and 10. Xander comes over center again. Man in the backfield, two slot backs this time. One comes in motion. That's Schmidt, little cutback up the middle. And once again, the Flying G's defense, standing tall that time, is on the cutback from Rob Houck. He got tackled on the shoestring for a loss of one.
Yeah, not fooled by the backfield action. Once again, a little wing counter there. But I think it was S-line there, maybe from the linebacker spot. Was able to get him around the legs and get him on the ground right away. So third and 11, nice play. Not being fooled by the backfield action and sticking with your read and seeing that lineman pull over there. And they made a nice play.
Well, in this kind of situation where you're undermatched a little bit, you kind of got to play a perfect game, and we have not seen that yet from Ogemaw.
Well, one quarter. The first quarter was awful good, but since then it's been all Gladwin.
Curtis in the backfield drops straight back to throw over the middle. One-handed catch for almost a first down. What a grab that time right in front of us by Carter Schmidt.
Wow, and you know, once again, pressure right away from the Gladwin defensive line. He puts it out in front of the OSL and put it in front of their eyes. And, you know, with a defender right in his hip, he leans out or reaches out with one hand, his left hand, soft hand, pulls it back in, and lands right at the 45-yard line, and they spot that for a first down. So big play on third and long.
Huge play for Ogemaw there. Falcons will call it a drive now. Single setback behind Cordes. Quick hitter up the middle. Tried to get into the secondary. That was number four, Bryce Burdan again, running the ball and got stuffed that time for a gain of about three.
Yeah, it's a big guy. Big guy up the middle, 77 dominant quotes. He's able to get off his block, slide off his man, and grab right hold of that running back and get him on the ground right away. So good push at first by the Ogemaw offensive line, but Coates able to slide off his block and winning that one-on-one and wrapping up the running back. He's going to bring about second and 7.5, maybe second and 8.
Beautiful night here for a football game. Scott and I are privileged to be here with you. Glad you're listening in tonight. Ogemaw now second and seven. Second and manageable. Keeps the playbook kind of open here. Curtis, high formation, second man through, gets it. Tough running by Carter Schmidt. He'll pick up three or four and going to bring up a third down and one or two.
Yeah, he was. You know, he had contact within a yard of the offensive line and ran through the first one, kind of spun off the second one. When he spun, he gained a little bit of momentum and was able to fall forward about a five-yard gain to bring up third and short. So, like you said, manageable, keeping the sticks manageable. And, you know, like I said, no need to panic. And 88 is checking back in. T.J. Bailey, he is coming back in without much of a limp. So it's good to see him back on the field. And third and two, maybe get Schmidt up the middle again, or maybe the...
Definitely four down territory with the score right now past midfield for Ogemaw. Schmidt's the back guy in the eye. He goes out in motion, leaves one single setback. And keeper this time by Curtis gets outside, gets the cut. And if he could have picked up one more block there, that could have went somewhere maybe long.
Yeah, just running dive option. They run Curtis out of the backfield, and it's just fullback and quarterback, and they run dive, and everybody's all over that dive back. And Curtis made a nice read, pulled it out, bounced it outside, turned the corner, and picked up about eight. It's going to bring up first down inside the 40, about 39-yard line on the left hash.
I laugh, but if you look at Carter Schmidt's uniform, boy, somebody's not going to be happy washing that tonight. He is dirty from head to toe. Goes in motion again, Curtis. This time he hands it off to the fullback up the middle, right through the one hole. Powers hard, forward progress. We'll get him about four on that play.
Yeah, that wasn't dive option. That was just straight fullback trap. You know, once again, they put Schmidt in motion, try to open up the defense up the middle a little bit, but getting Gladwin not fooled on that.
Second down and six. Very manageable. Playbook's still pretty wide open on this.
Yeah, doing a nice job running the clock right here. Exactly what they need to do, run the clock, get some points at the end of it, and keep the game right there where you want.
Some new personnel in. Just single fullback this time behind Curtis. Man comes in motion this time. Quick pitch to the man in motion. Lost his footing as he tried to cut back. That was number 16 again, Rob Hope. And unfortunately, gets tackled by S-line. And just like that, it's going to be third down and kind of long, 6 yards.
Yeah, you know, the way that Gladwin flows to the football, that's kind of a tough play. You got to make sure you get your blocks and stay on your blocks. You know, S-line was all over that from his linebacker spot to make the tackle right at the line of scrimmage. So, you know, the running back's catching the ball about 6 yards deep. The linebacker's about 4 yards deep. And, you know, they're meeting at the line of scrimmage. And nice job by the senior S-line right there getting Hawk on the ground.
Curtis over center. Hands it off again up the middle. They pick up half of it that time on third down. So... going to bring up fourth and a long two.
33. Yeah, it's looks like they had the right call right there. Looks like the fullback kind of lost his balance leaning forward like he's expecting contact, and the contact wasn't there and kind of tripped up. So if he keeps his balance on that, I think he gets the first down easily. So I don't know if they'll try a hard count right here and call an audible if they've got something designed. But you'd like to think they're going to go with Schmidt right here on something and try to bounce him forward for about fourth and two.
They'll line up in the eye with Schmidt in the back end of it. Two wide receivers out wide left. And this time they got Gladwin on it, it looked like.
Oh, man, they're lucky they threw the flag right there because that was confusion.
Right.
The Gladwin kid jumped, but nobody threw a flag, nobody threw a whistle.
Right, and they should have, and that's why the line moved, because they wanted to make sure.
And then the center snapped it.
Yeah.
And, okay, so they are going to call.
Oh, they're going to call
procedure. Yeah.
Well, I don't like that.
He wasn't offsides. As I said, there was no initial flag when the kid first flinched, and then they did snap it, which I think the line must have took off and then he snapped it or something like that. But puts him in fourth and eight, trying to hard count him and didn't get it. And, you know, big mistake right there by Ogemaw. But, yeah, the big guy Coates up the middle. You see he flinched, and he must have been lined up deep enough to not be outsized. But that's a penalty that really hurts you. Fourth and two was really manageable. Fourth and seven, you think he's going to have a lot. Probably one of their rollout passes.
Schmidt not in the backfield this time. One fullback in the backfield. Curtis rolls to his right, pressure, throws it low, and incomplete. Intended for his receiver right down here in front of us, number seven, Kudamash. That's Gabe Kudamash, and he can't pull it in. So a turnover on downs, 4:54 left now in the third quarter as they ran a lot of clock but came up with no points on the end of it.
Yeah, bad penalty on fourth and two. They tried to hard count them, and you know, then when they didn't get the hard count, the line flinched. So unfortunate for Ogumaw, but now they've got to make a stand. They played one play on defense and gave up points. So right now they got to dig in.
So pretty good field position, too, for the G's at their own 36-yard line. Wheeler will take over. Spread offense, big man in motion out the back. Keeps it himself, heads up the middle. Never really busted into the secondary, but he'll pick up three on first down on a good little run by Wheeler.
Yeah, he's got no fear going up the middle right there. Like you said, he's been able to make some cuts when he's in the hole, but not much right there, so he just kept his pads forward and got about 3-4 yards on fourth down after faking the handoff to Kokotovic, who scored on the last time he touched it.
Kokotovic in the backfield now. Just to the left-hand side of Wheeler. Man in motion again. And here comes the flags for a timeout. Gladwin takes a timeout. We'll take one with him right here on 104.7, your power station for sports. Second and six for the Flying Tees. They hand it off up the middle of the field, Kokotovic, and he's met quickly by Carter Schmidt. That's going to bring up third down and five, as Ogumaw hasn't needed a stop as bad as they need a stop right now, Scott.
Yeah, they don't want this to get away from them. It's, same touchdown, same play they scored the touchdown on, but this time they were able to stop him on that little counter to Kokotovic.
Kokotovic in the backfield. They play action to him and throw a pass out here on the sideline to number one. And that's Donald Corlew the third again, and he's got enough to move the sticks. And every time Ogumaw gets in that situation to stop him, Gladwin comes up with something better.
Yeah, you know, there's just not a whole lot of coverage in the flat. You know, they're playing kind of off, and Corlew just ran a little out route. They fake the handoff, nice little play action to freeze a linebacker, and he's wide open in the flat, catches it, and turns upfield for the first down.
So they're at their own 47 now, in shotgun still. Wheeler drops straight back, looks downfield, throws the bomb, got a guy wide open, caught down at the 5-yard line. That's number 33, Iceland. And what a nice pitch and catch on that one, Scott, about a 40-yarder.
Yeah, he had a little bit of pressure. He just kind of chucked it, and when he threw it, I didn't even see Esselin because he was behind the Ogumaw kid, and then he just sprinted right in front of him and caught it in stride. So just a beautiful, like I said, beautiful pass, beautiful catch, throwing it to a guy that is not even open but runs to it.
Tough on the angle. I call it the 5. It's the 20, 3-10 and counting now as the clicks are starting to go not in Ogumaw's favor here. Wheeler in shotgun. Keeps it up the middle. He's got a hold of the right-hand side. Gets outside to the wing. And pressured and pushed out of bounds just short of the yardage marker there. But a nice first down play.
Yep, that's a little outside zone read where they read that DN. And the DN went for the running back. So quarterback keeps it. He's able to get upfield and get a little snaky legs. About an 8-yard gain. He's fun to watch. He's a good runner.
Week one of MHSAA playoffs. We're so glad you're here and joined us. Listening to Kurt Romberg and Scott Luke on WKJC. Wheeler now in the backfield with Kokotovic. Brings a man in motion. That's Corlew. Hands it to Kokotovic. Jumps over a guy at the line. Tries to bang it forward for the first down. I don't think he had enough to get it, but he tried awfully hard.
Yeah, it's kind of, they're stopping the clock like they might measure it. Line judge over here says he's got enough, but
yep,
he's all the way across the field. So looks like they did. Yep, he's inside the 10, so they call it first and goal. Not much there for Kokotovic that time, so he had to jump over a guy, and you know, once he did, they got him wrapped up and got him to the ground. But first and goal right at the 10-yard line.
Yep, they cannot get another first down. Wheeler looks over to the sideline, gets the call from the coach. He's got three wideouts again on one side. Hands it off to Kokotovic again this time.
Number 12, Kokotovic, the ball carrier.
Works it up the middle, not quite enough for a touchdown, but he'll get that ball down to just about the 5-yard line there.
Number 21, Schmidt.
Yeah, it looks like they like to use Kokotovic up the middle, and looks like they like to use Esselin more on the perimeter. You know, once they're down on the goal line, it's Kokotovic in the backfield every time, so you can think maybe he's going to carry it or Wheeler's going to keep it.
2:03 and counting. This time Wheeler keeps it. He's got a hole, and he walks into the end zone untouched. 5-yard touchdown run His second touchdown of the evening for Wheeler with 1:57 here, and now the G's are taking a commanding lead, Scotty.
Yeah, it's starting to get away from Ogemaw a little bit, but, you know, this go-fast offense is starting to wear on Ogemaw. They're not getting lined up fast enough. They're not getting set. They're not getting their calls in. And, you know, Ogemaw, they're glad when you can just tell their offense is in a groove.
And our young lady here on to kick the extra point, Anna Seebeck. The snap, the set, the hold, and Anna fires it through to make it 28-7 now for the Flying G's, as we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with a kickoff on 104.7, your power station for sports. Robert or Scott Lewis, 1:57 left in our third quarter. 28-7 now, Gladwin on top. And they get ready to kick off, and Ogemaw has four men deep, and we'll see if they do their huddle if they catch it this time or if they'll let it go into the end zone. Another excellent kick. One bounce, rolled right down into the corner of the end zone, and that'll be a touchback. And Ogemaw will start. That one was kind of unreturnable. It was too low and hard. But
too low. I don't know if Schmidt wants to run over and try to catch that in the air or not, but they're happy with the touchback. But you know, down 28-7, you got to look at making plays. You know, try to get the big kick return, try to get the ball out to midfield, maybe even break one for a, you know, for a 90-yarder. But you got to make plays now. So, but they're content to take it at the 20. They got to grind it out again and get this back close, because it looks like the Gladwin offense is clicking now.
Oh yeah, and their defense hasn't played bad tonight either, to be honest with you.
Yeah, just that 72-yard run or so.
Yeah.
By Schmidt earlier in the game, and then the touchdown. So they've been pretty stout.
Curtis over center, two men in the backfield in the I formation. He rolls to his left to throw, and that's knocked down and snuffed by number 54 again on a nice defensive play. That was Lincoln McKinnon again with his big hands right inside Curtis's face.
And 54 McKinnon.
Good block.
Yeah, they haven't had a ton of success when he rolls left. They've had a couple passes knocked down over from that side. They've had pressure from the backside coming at him, but you know, that's what they like to do is roll left. But a couple times they rolled left, they caught Schmidt for a first down, and the last time he rolled right, he threw an incomplete pass. So, you know, it's one or the other. You know, either way, Gladwin's pretty aggressive, so they're coming after their quarterback when they get a chance.
21-point lead here, 1:54 left in the third. Ogemaw, quick hitter up the middle. Good 3-4 yards on that second down play. Going to bring up third down and 6.
Number 4, Burden, the ball carrier, brought down by number 12, Kokotovich.
Yeah, the incomplete pass on first down kind of set you back a little bit. So now you're third and 5 instead of the first down run. Maybe get second and 5. But, you know, they've got to go fast. They've got to make plays. You know, maybe they can get something with Schmidt again.
Some late subs for the G's. They get off the field in time. Man in motion, fake, toss over the middle, incomplete. He threw it in between Carter Schmidt and Gabe Kudamash on that one. Neither one of them were really in the general vicinity.
And he's just not having the time that he needs to complete that pass, because, you know, you got the crossing route with Schmidt, and if he has a little bit more time, he's going to hit him, because he's open. He's got a couple steps on the guy that's on him. So, but like I said, Gladwin is aggressive. And they're, you know, they're winning their one-on-ones up front, and their pass rush is pretty impressive. So I didn't see the punt team come on the field. So it looks like 4th and 5 at their own 25-yard line. They're going for it.
Yeah, this is interesting here. Either that, or it's going to be the hard count again. Nope. Struggled with the snap. Throws it over the middle. Caught. And it looks like enough for the first down, as Carter Schmidt went down low to get that ball that was thrown low.
Yep, another crossing route. He lines up at wing on that. Just a quick fake dive play that doesn't fool anybody, but gets some play action. But once again, just not having the pass protection that the quarterback is going to want, quarterback is going to need. But he made the play, and Carter Schmidt did a nice job sliding into that and catching that for about a 6 or 7 yard gain when they needed 5. So good play for them. Resets the downs.
Curtis this time spreads it out wide. Really unusual formation this time. 3 on one side, 3 on the other, and fires it down in the corner, tipped, and falls incomplete as that was intended for Rob Houck over in the corner. Now, that was an unusual setup, wasn't it?
That they took their left tackle and their left tight end, moved him way out wide with a receiver, and then Schmidt in the backfield, and they faked the bubble to Schmidt, and then they had the go route on the outside, and he threw it, and the receiver got his hands on it. The coverage was right there by number four, Lucas Mead. So that's a good call. I like that call, and try to get a chunk right there, faking the bubble. But falls incomplete, so it's going to set him up second and 10.
41 seconds left in our third quarter. I'd like to thank a couple more sponsors, Rose City RV Center, Fernelia Chevrolet of Rose City, C.A. Haynes Realty of West Branch and Hale, and the West Branch Pharmacy. Second and 10. Curtis over center, and now flags and whistles. As
flag on the play.
Yep. Could be a delay game, and yes, it is a delay game, and that's just another shot in the foot, just something that head coach Chad Miller is, A, not going to be happy about, and B, it's kind of excusable this late in the season.
Yeah, you want to get your plays called a little bit quicker than that. Your kids got to come out of the huddle, you know, quick, and they're rushing right now, so hopefully the coaches can be a little bit quicker with that. But, you know, second 10 goes to second and 15 against a really tough defense. That makes it hard.
Curtis over center. Throws it down the left wing. Got a guy receiver here. Caught.
Wow.
And inbounds on a really, really good catch. What a reception by Rob Houck that time as it was over his shoulder and right into his breadbasket.
Yeah, nice job. Coverage is right there, but he keeps his concentration, and the defender's not able to get a hand on it, and he catches it with a probably gets about 3 feet inbounds before he goes out of bounds. It wasn't just one, but it was right on the sideline, right in front of us. Very nice play.
And you could see on that, you can see how talented Xander Curtis is when he has the time.
Yeah.
When he's got the time and nobody in his face, he can throw the ball accurately and long. Fullback in the backfield. Man in motion. Curtis on the pitch again. And Houck this time, after catching a nice pass, can't get anywhere, even out of the backfield. On that little pitch sweep, and it'll bring up second and 11.
Same result as the last time they ran that. The linebackers here, for Gladwin are really much they're pretty much unblockable. So when you run something like that, they're getting to the play.
It's going to be our last play of the third quarter. We'll take a break and be back with you to start the fourth quarter up right after this on 104.7, your power station for sports. Second down and 11, Curtis. Drops back to throw, looks over to Tops, got a man down there, Houck, and there's a lot of hand fighting down there, but no flag came out.
He dropped his flag.
Yeah,
so he quickly put it right back away, but yeah, there's no penalty there, but real nice job by number four right there, Lucas Mead, undercutting the route and almost made the catch, but yeah, everybody's a little kind of looking around like right now because the ref, he dropped his flag, now the referee says inadvertent, so...
I think he, double clutched?
Yeah.
I think he was thinking of throwing it and then pulled it and
decided not to. As he was backing up, I think it came loose out of his belt or something like that, but caused a little bit of excitement for Ogemaw for a second, anxiety for Gladwin, but that'll bring up third and 10.
Third and 10, and Curtis has been here before, man in motion. That Schmidt hands it off to fullback, this time up the middle, gets into the secondary and has enough, I think, or real close for the first down, as number four made a nice run that time, and that's Bryce Berdanigan. And
yep.
we've seen his speed all night.
Yeah, you know, throwing the ball, and then they popped that little fullback trap up the middle, and he got 9 yards, and brings up about fourth and one. So got to make sure we got the right play called right here. You want to see, I would say, Carter Schmidt for sure, see if he's in the backfield.
Absolutely, and no illegal procedure.
Yep, he's in the eye.
Schmidt's in the backfield. Curtis over center. Snap. Gives it to Schmidt. Schmidt, first contact, didn't have it, but then he powered his way through. And some angry yards there after contact got the first down.
Yeah, that's exactly why you call his number right there, because even if he does get hit the line, he's got a lot of momentum going forward. He's a strong kid, and he's able to get 2 yards when they need one. So that's exactly the right call and the right kid to have the ball.
So some... substitutions come in from the sideline here for Ogemaw. Carter Schmidt still in the backfield. He's got Burden in front of him in the eye. Curtis over center. Quarterback option rolls to his right, pitch to Schmidt. Schmidt gets the edge.
21, Schmidt.
But going to pick up maybe, what would you say, 4 or 5 on first down?
Yeah. So a nice positive play on first down where he gets 5 yards. But, you know, the option there with the is a, as aggressive as the Gladwin's kids are, that's a tough play to gain yards on. So nice job by Cardis delivering the ball right there to Schmidt at the end, and he's able to turn the corner.
More substitutions in for Ogemaw. 10:42 now left in our fourth quarter. 28-7. Ogemaw needs points here and needs them quickly. Cardis, two backs in the backfield in the eye again. Gives it to the second man, Schmidt. Schmidt again. That time, one of the more first contact tackles that have been made on him all night. Picked up a couple, going to bring up third and a long three, I think, here, Scott.
Yeah, once again, that's a defensive end just squeezing it down. He's unblocked. They're trying to run it inside the tackle and not block the D-end. But the D-end is good enough that he can squeeze it down all the way, two gaps, and make that hit. He ends up getting about a three-yard gain because the end's making the tackle. But, you know, you'd like to see him maybe break one here.
Certainly four-down territory. Ball inside to 25. Cardis shifts to the other side of the line. Quick pitch. This time Schmidt looks for a line. Cuts it back. Got a big haul. And he's all the way to the end zone on that. Cardis Schmidt. And that gets a Ogemaw touchdown. And that's big right now, Scott.
Yeah, he got that pitch. And he took off to the left. And I could, you know, from where we're sitting, you could see the cutback lane. And once he made that cutback, it was just him running right straight to the pylon, and nobody was there. So nice vision by him, nice blocking up front to start the play, nice vision by him to make the cut and get the touchdown. So kicker's on for the extra point.
25-yard run for Schmidt for a touchdown, brings it to 28-13 pending this PAT. And the point after is rocketed through. 28-14 now is our score. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with you on 104.7, your power station for sports. Peter Roberts, Scotty Luke, back with you. I'd like to thank a few of our sponsors. Tonight's game is brought to you by Roy Simons & Sons Well Drilling of West Branch, Rose City Ace Hardware, Leland Home Healthcare of West Branch, Michigan, Willard's Equipment of West Branch, Michigan, Miller Construction of West Branch, Michigan, and State Farm Agency Christy Newbecker of Rose City. So after that touchdown, West Branch comes out of their huddle, and the first thing they do is they go offside as they break their huddle to run up to the line to kick the ball. So West Branch is going to have to move back 5 yards. They did not need that penalty either.
One player thought they were going with a pooch kick.
Yeah.
But the other ten didn't. It's probably a good thing they didn't kick it, but only one guy going down in coverage. Everybody else going sideways.
Yeah.
So out-of-town score, Clare scored back-to-back touchdowns. They're up 15-14 on Standish.
And that would be a big upset.
That would be a big upset. Standish had a very good year.
So two guys back deep for the Flying G's to return this. We haven't seen a long kick all night. This is the first one that's returnable. Caught down at the 10, out to the 15, 20, and out to about the 25-yard line before the Ogemaw team gets in coverage and gets the tackle down. G's will have nice, decent field position to get started. And that's kind of the kick I would have rather seen earlier in the evening tonight.
Well, they kicked it deep enough that they made the kid back up to catch it, so he's not going forward when he called it. So, the winner of tonight plays the winner of the Kingsley-Kingsford game, and that game right now is at 30-22. Kingsley's still ahead, fourth quarter. And
so still a one-possession game,
Kingsford. Up in the UP, yep.
Wheeler brings him out in shotgun. Same spread offense, man in motion this time. Hands it to
number 12, Kokotovich
up the middle on that. Picks up nice yardage, gain of eight and a half on first down. And that's pretty much what Gladwin needs to do now is nice, substantiated drive that the clock keeps running on. And
yeah, with a two-score lead, yeah. And Wheeler and Kokotovich both real good at running the ball in the middle. You know, we told you Kokotovich, he looks for contact, and, you know, he looked at a couple different guys for contact that time, ended up just kind of falling because he was leaning so far forward, nobody hit him, and kind of lost his balance. So
Second and one. Watch Wheeler for taking a shot here. This is a good position to maybe take a shot.
Going to hold the clock a little bit.
Yeah. Man in motion again. Gives it to Kokotovic again. Bust through for the first down. And that's all they need right now is what they're doing. First downs. Ball on the ground. Clock running as we move under nine now in our fourth quarter.
Rested on the 47-yard line.
Yeah, they've been going fast all night, and that time they tried to hold the clock a little bit. Let's see if they're going to, you know, they don't huddle, but maybe they are going to just run the clock a little bit, wait for the back judge to raise his hand and burn a little bit of clock.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing, yeah?
Yep. Waiting for the hand to come up from the back judge for the 10 seconds. There it goes. And then they'll get the play going. Another handoff up the middle. Kokotovic makes a little juke step. And again, he'll pick up three or four on first down. And again, this is exactly what the G's need right now.
Yeah, you're gonna see Wheeler pull one of these out of there after everybody's attacking Kokotovic. You're gonna see him pull one out, and he might have a big play for Glavin right now. But you know, nothing fancy. They're not doing anything out of the ordinary. Just their inside zone stuff and looking to make sure we're going forward and not have any negative plays.
Wonderful crowd here tonight from both sides. Ogama traveled really well to this one. Shotgun. Three wide outs and a tight end. One man in the backfield. Snap to Wheeler. This time he pulls it out just like you called.
Number eight, Wheeler.
Picks up, same thing, couple more yards. Brings up third and three. And if there was any kind of hope left, this is it right here. The Falcons need a big third down play.
Yeah, nice job by our trombone player over there, left tackle, the sophomore, 64, Aiden Samalek, 6'6", 305 pounds with a pancake right there, and landed on the guy. So he's definitely doing his job over there at left tackle. Well, that was our trombone player at the halftime, so he's got some football skills too, and he's a bit of a giant for a sophomore.
This time stacked backfield, two guys back there with Wheeler. Still two wideouts and a slot back. Wheeler puts it into the gut. And Kokotovic just puts his head down and goes forward, and nobody's going to stop him on first contact, Scott.
Yeah, and I got one player for Glavin slow to get up right now, so we're... Looks like we might have a little stoppage to get the trainer on the field.
Well, why they take a timeout, we'll take a timeout with them here for our injured player. We'll be back on 104.7, your power station for sports. Karamberger, Scott Lewick, our injured player was Hunter McDowell, and he is up under his own strength and has walked off to the sideline by himself. So back out on the field, it's 28-14. Clock is running. First down and 10. The Flying G's just trying to continue to move the ball and let the clock run. Wheeler and shotgun, two backs in the backfield with them. Waiting for the official's hand to go up. There it goes. And Wheeler takes the snap. Hands it off up the middle. Kokotovic again. He'll pick up two and a half, maybe three on first down. And the clock ticks down to the six-minute mark.
Yeah, with the ball across the 40-yard line of Ogumaw right now and the score at two scores in 6 minutes, you think it'd probably be in four-down territory. So 2 yards on first down is nothing to worry about. You can, four plays, you can get 10 yards. So they just don't want any negative plays, no penalties, and they move the ball forward. They're going to be able to win this football game.
Today's game brought to you by Mid-Michigan Asphalt and Paving of West Branch. 360-degree painting of Sterling. Gail Curtis of 31 Realty in West Branch, and Little Willie's of West Branch, Michigan. In shotgun, stumbled in the backfield, just had to fall forward with the ball. That time Wheeler lost his footing, but got back to the line of scrimmage and maybe picked up 1 yard, half a yard. Is going to bring up third and long this time, third and eight.
Yeah, I don't like the call right there. They've been doing just fine with their inside stuff up the middle. Where they tried to run a little counter option right there, pull it out of Kokotovic, and Wheeler was going to run counter option with Corlew, and he didn't have the pitch, and he lost his footing. So it's going to bring up third and eight instead of getting that 2-3 yards to bring up third and short. They're a little bit third and long, so see what they're going to do here.
Kokotovic in the backfield with Wheeler, four wide outs, two on each side. Drops back, throws a pass, caught. down to the 30-yard line, and that's going to be enough to move the chains, I believe, or real, real close.
Yep.
As Iceland, once again, this line's been there all night like that. He's had a big game. He's been the second-best player in my eyes on the field tonight besides Kokotovic.
Yeah, once again, the flats open against Ogemaw. They're playing off a little bit. One receiver goes deep. He clears the flat out. They run S line into the flat, and they throw it out there. You know, 8-9 yard route, catches it, falls down for a first down.
So back to the same situation now, 4:36, clock moving. Wheeler keeps it this time after he pulls it out of Kokotovich's belly. And he'll move forward. Same thing, 3-4 yards, moving the ball, moving the chains and keeping the clock rolling here. And
he pulls that out. He's faking it to Kokotovic. He pulls that out, and he's got Fernelius right in his face, and he makes one step, and Fernelius goes right by without even touching him. So real good feet, real good balance out of Wheeler, making the big guy miss, and then able to get 3 yards when really he could have had a negative 1 yard play right there.
We'll be well under 4 minutes left when this next play goes off. 28-14 your score. G's on top here. And home game, week one MHSAA playoffs. Hand goes up, man in motion. Hand off to Kokotovic. Breaks through the first layer into the second layer. And again, going to be right close or near the first down. And they're going to move the chains on it. First down for the Gladwin team. And they are certainly inside the 20-yard line now, definitely red zone territory, and in no hurry, Scott.
Yeah, that's a first down for the offensive lineman right there. That's a huge push right there, moving the Ogemaw kids. You know, Kokotovic gets there. He's looking for contact. There's nobody there. He just keeps running forward. And, you know, I think he was expecting to get hit there about 1 or 2 yards down the field, but there's just nobody there. So nice job by that offensive line from Gladwin.
Iceland to one side, Corlo to the other. Keeper for Wheeler this time. And one of the first plays, that was a nice defense. 27 got in there on the tackle that time. That's Jack Fatching.
Yeah, coming in from his linebacker spot. So, nice job. That's that same side read where Wheeler keeps it. And obviously the linebacker there got off his blocker, was able to beat his block and get to the quarterback for a negative 1 yard gain. So no reason to panic. Like you said, they still got 3 plays to get a first down. If they don't, they're going to turn the ball over with a minute to go in the game anyway. So, you know, with a 2-score lead, it's a little bit more comfortable for the fans over here.
2:47 left now and counting. Wheeler brings him to the line, still not in a hurry. Hand goes up from the official. Now they need to get the playoff before they get a penalty called. Wheeler takes it. Hands the ball off. Kokotovic rolls to his right-hand side. And on second contact, finally, Ogemaw Heights brings down Kokotovic. But I tell you what, Logan Kokotovic likes to get hit, likes to run after contact, and then has had himself a whale of a game tonight.
Yeah, and he made 2 guys miss on the perimeter right there. And once he bounced it outside, he made 2 Ogemaw guys miss. Just with this a little shoulder fake to the inside to able to get outside and turn the corner. So 3rd and 4. You know, you like Ogemaw gets a stop here. They're going to want to call a timeout probably and hopefully get him a stop on 4th down as well.
Under 2 minutes. Wheeler with 1 setback in the backfield. That's Kokotovic. Iceland split to the right-hand side. Drops straight back to throw. Down into the corner. Caught. Avoids the man and walks into the corner of the end zone. And that's a smooth, easy touchdown for number 4, Lucas Meade, down in the corner of the end zone. And that'll put a cap on this one, Scotty.
Yeah, they're just too, the coverage is too soft on the flats, like we said. They just throw the hitch, and then he makes the kid miss with a stiff arm. But I got to see Wheeler's stats. I'm having a hard time remembering an incomplete pass. You know, maybe one over the middle early in the game, but I can't believe it's more than one. But throwing those hitches, he's been successful all night.
12-yard touchdown on for the extra point. Is Anna Seaback? There's the snap, the set. Anna gets it up in the air, and it's got enough to get through. And just like that, the G's now are on top. 35-14. We'll take a break on KJC. We'll be back after this. Roberger Scott Lurick back here at a very loud Brokoff Stadium as the Flying G's getting ready to wrap this one up. 35-14, minute 38 left. And the G's are going to kick this one off. They boom it deep. And this time, Ogemaw gets into their little huddle. Who's got the ball? Who's got the ball? And finally, Carter Schmitz got it up the sideline. 30, 40, one man to beat, just the kicker. 50, 40, down to the 30, the 20, and finally out of bounds, and then a late hit. There goes a flag on that, and that's something we wanted to see Ogumah do all night, but it comes with a little bit too much, too little, too late.
You got a nice high kick like that. You got to get a return. You got to make a play. And so he didn't catch it, but they handed it to him, and the funny thing is he ran it with two balls, hiding the ball, and he's kind of looking the other way like the other kids got it. And, you know, with his eyes, he was able to be his own blocker. Then he turned down the speed and was able to get down the sideline. He stiff-armed the kicker just when he got past midfield, and then they pushed him out of bounds, and then they pushed him again. So they're probably down at the 25-yard line, half the distance to be down inside the 15 they should be. But, yeah, we wanted that kickoff when it was 21-7.
Quarterback Nick Wheeler is the one that took that roughing out of bounds. Yeah, that was who was out there.
You got your quarterback's grabbing kicks when you're three touchdowns a minute to go.
Yeah.
You know, one kid we haven't been able to call his name tonight much is number 3, Jace Massey. He starts for them, but he's been limping since about the first play of the game, and he hasn't been in at all. And I know he plays a lot of tight end receiver for them, and I think he plays some defense too. So he did something in the first quarter, first couple plays of the game, and he's been limping pretty much the whole time. So, you know, hopefully he can finish out his it's his junior year, but hopefully he can get back on the field next week and finish out his season. So you don't want to see end your season with an injury.
Well, we'll see if Curtis can put it in here now. Penalty's all been called. Ball's marked. 1:25 left. Curtis over center's got two in the I formation, including Carter Schmidt. Schmidt gets the ball this time. Runs it up the three hole just inside the tight end.
Yeah, timeout Ogumah. And they get 5 yards on first down, and fullback slips on the snap, and he has no lead blocker.
We're going to take a quick timeout with him as we'll be right back on 104.7, your power station for sports. Second and 6, the ball on the 9-yard line for the Falcons. Pitch out to Carter Schmidt, gets outside, and nothing doing there as a really, really nice tackle made by, you know what, I don't even want to say who did it because it was Logan Kokotovich again. He had a big night. He gets my game ball tonight. He's a game.
Yeah, I tell you what, he's a player, whether he's on offense or defense. He's worth the ticket. So Ogumah did call timeout on that. And, down to 1:12, 3rd and 5.
We're going to also take a quick timeout then, and we'll be right back again on 104.7 WKJC. Curtin Scott back with you here in Gladwin. Like to thank some more of our sponsors tonight for bringing this game to you. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Short Dental of West Branch, Michigan, G's Pizzeria of West Branch, Michigan, West Branch Furniture and Mattress Outlet, Erickson Family Insurance Agency of West Branch, Michigan, Charles Wangler Sales of West Branch Manor Assisted Living, and Ma Dieters of Luzerne. 3rd down and 5 from the 8-yard line. Curtis rolls to his right, looks in the end zone to throw. Throws a pass, caught, and just short of the end zone, but completed.
Curtis's pass is complete.
Might have been enough for the first down, get him first and goal here.
Yeah, they are first and goal. That's he just rolling out right. He got the out route, and it's a beautiful pass, nice route. That we said he's had troubles rolling left because of the pressure and getting the hands in the face, but this time rolling right, he looked really good. So first and goal about the 1. See if he can sneak it in again.
Clock moving, 53 seconds left. Tries it himself up the middle, and there's a referee coming in saying touchdown. So Curtis works it up the middle and gets it into the end zone late here with 49 seconds left. And that'll pull Ogumah within 35-20 with the pending extra point. But a nice run by Curtis. Better late than never, right?
Well, they're still playing hard. They're still, they're still looking good. You know, just a couple of real nice drives by Gladwin there in the third quarter to kind of put the game, up to 28-7, and they've kind of held that. But Ogumah's still got a lot of fight in them. You know, they've got 10 seniors, but they've got 40 kids over there with helmets on. So, they've got some future success coming as well.
Looks like they'll go for two-point conversion here on this instead of kicking the extra point. A couple guys in the backfield in the eye. Pass into the corner, and that's tipped away by Gladwin. So our score will remain 35-20. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back with the end of this one here on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports. Ogemaw tries the onside kick. It cascades about 15 yards downfield and jumped on by the hands team, none other than Nick Wheeler.
Kicked it a little bit too hard. Bounced past that first line pretty easily and got it into the athletes there, and they were able to get on it. So I believe Ogemaw, just with one timeout left, Gladwin should be able to take a knee.
Yeah, we should be here. Victory formation here. 35-20.
Well, one last score update over in Augray. 68 for the Augray Wolverines to 26, so it looks like they're going to move on.
Wheeler takes a snap, takes a knee.
Update from Standish. Standish did score to take the lead, so they're up 22-15 with a few minutes to go in that game. So nice game right over there. Like we said, the winner plays Kingsley and Kingsford, and Kingsley's up 30-28, but the Flivers are driving, and there's only a minute or two left. And one final knee.
There you go. So our final score here from Gladwin, 35 for the home Flying G's and 20 for the visiting Ogemaw Heights Falcons, and a nice handshake line. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll be back with the recap of this one, and we'll see you in a few minutes here on 104.7, your power station for sports.